This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Defense Department has established the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Cyber Policy. There's a new section to the FAR, and it may be the most important change in decades. And an OMB working group has added Middle Eastern or North African to federal requirements for collecting race and ethnicity data. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, April 1st, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Nearly a two-year effort is concluded with agencies receiving their first update to the standards for collecting federal data on race and ethnicity in more than 25 years. The Office of Management and Budget's chief statistician, Karen Orvis, says the interagency working group made several significant changes to the standards, including adding Middle Eastern or North African as a new minimum category. Agencies are to begin updating their surveys and administrative forms as quickly as possible and must submit an agency action plan for complete compliance within 18 months. Orvis says the working group reviewed 20,000 comments and held almost 100 listening sessions as part of its effort to finalize the new standards. The Defense Department has established the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Cyber Policy. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The new office, officially launched on March 20th, will oversee all cyber-related policy issues at the Pentagon. That includes certifying the department's cyber operations budget and overlooking cyber workforce development programs. Ashley Manning will serve as the official performing the duties of the assistant secretary until the Senate confirms an official for the position. President Joe Biden nominated Michael Solmeyer to serve in the new role. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Open season is not until this fall, but some feds may want to start looking at their health care early. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman explains why.
A special enrollment period starts today for Postal Service annuitants. USPS retirees who are eligible for Medicare Part B but who don't have it can sign up between now and September 1st without having to pay a penalty. The USPS is covering the cost of the penalty for any annuitants who do choose to sign up. That special enrollment period comes ahead of the launch of the brand new Postal Service Health Benefits Program for plan year 2025. And for everyone else, open season will run November 11th to December 9th. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
There's a new section to the FAR, and it may be the most important change in decades. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us why.
Get used to hearing about FAR Part 40. It's the new consolidated section of the Federal Acquisition Regulations for all things cybersecurity and supply chain security. The FAR Council issued the final rule today establishing the new section, bringing together clauses and regulations covering broad cybersecurity requirements for most acquisitions. The new FAR part will provide contracting officers with a single, consolidated location to find these requirements. While the new FAR section doesn't create any new requirements or contract clauses, the Council currently is reviewing three rules that would be added to FAR Part 40 when finalized. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Senate lawmakers are pushing to bring federal record-keeping practices into the 21st century. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
Agencies would need to make sure employees back up their texts and other digital chats used for official business under the Strengthening Federal Records Act of 2024. Michigan Democrat Gary Peters and Texas Republican John Cornyn are co-sponsoring the bill. They say the Federal Records Act needs to keep up with rapidly changing technology. The bill would also strengthen the role of the National Archives and Records Administration in holding agencies accountable to record-keeping rules. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Navy has created sort of a one-stop shop of efficiency when it comes to Navy culture. A new initiative dubbed Culture of Excellence 2.0 aligned several Navy programs and concepts, allowing the leadership to better understand the needs of its sailors. New materials released as part of the initiative include a playbook on mental health and a suicide-related behavior response guide. The Women's Initiatives Team and the new policy for the assignment of pregnant sailors also fall under the umbrella of Culture of Excellence 2.0. And there will be a new tool for commanders to better understand the risk of destructive behaviors within their commands. A new leader has taken the reins at the National Security Agency's Cybersecurity Directorate, or CSD. Dave Luber formally took over as CSD Director on Friday, replacing Rob Joyce, who had led the directorate since 2021. Luber previously served as CSD's Deputy Director. He's a longtime veteran of the intelligence community, having also served as Executive Director at U.S. Cyber Command and in various positions throughout the NSA. The Cybersecurity Directorate is responsible for helping to secure defense industrial base networks and issuing public advisories on cyber threats. When candidates go online to apply for a federal job, they'll see a brand new look. USAjobs.gov has updated its homepage design and some key features of the website. There's now a search tips option for anyone who might need help narrowing down a search. A link at the top of the homepage will take users to a list of upcoming hiring events and information sessions. And there's info about what career fields are hiring right now and how the federal hiring process works. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, April 1st, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.